Nazir chapter 5, Mishnah 3. Misha nadir benazir v'nisha lechachem. If a person vows to be a nazir, and then he inquires of a sage. So what goes on here is that he thought that the wording that he said didn't constitute nazirus. So he carries on and he's drinking wine and he's doing everything normally. And then at some point later he asks the sage, he decides he should actually ask whether it was a valid vow or not. Vasara, and the sage says actually it was a valid vow and you actually should have been a Nazir and you're transgressing. So what does he do in this case over here? Moine mish'ashe nadar. So he counts from the time that he vowed, which the Gemara changes to like from the time he vowed, meaning that he now, whatever period of Nazirus he took on, he has to take on from now when he asked the sage and forward. The days that have gone by that he was essentially cheating, that don't count for his Nazirus period. Nisha l'chochem v'hetiru, but he asks of a sage and the sage says, you're actually not a Nazir. The vow that you took was not a valid vow of Nazirus. Haisalo behema mufreshes. If he'd set aside animals, taitse v'sira be'edir. So those animals can go out and graze with the flock. Because his Nazirus vow wasn't valid at all, so his setting aside of the animals also wasn't valid at that time. So the animals can go out and graze with the flock. Amru Basila le Baishama. So Basila said to Baishama, they took this case as an example and said, Yatem moedim bezeh shu hektesh tas. Would you not agree that this was a case of hektesh tas, of a erroneous sanctification? And yet you generally say erroneous sanctification works, it is sanctified. And here you see the animals can go out and eat with the flock. How come these animals can go out and eat with the flock over here? Amrulim Baishama, so Baishama answered them back. And it's interesting is that Baishama don't actually answer the question. You'll see they counter the question with a different question in classical Jewish fashion, right? He brings over here that the reason Baishama say that this is different to the general erroneous sanctification is that because it was clear that he was never a Nazir in the first place, he could never have constituted the Nazir sacrifices. So Baishama make a difference between this case and other cases of erroneous sanctification. Nevertheless, they ask back to Beis Hillel and they say, Yate moedim mishita v'kerle tishi v'asiri ula siri tishi ula achad aser asiri shumakudash. They say, do you not agree that where a person designates the ninth animal as the tenth or the tenth as the ninth, or the 11th as the 10th, it's consecrated. What's this talking about? Masa behema, the animal tithe, that when the animals are born, we'll get there, but every 10th animal is tithed, right? So the way they would do it is they would put the animals in like a pen and they would move them through and they would count, 1, 2, 3, and every 10th animal was the tithe. So what happens if you get the wrong animal? What happens if you count the 9th animal as the 10th? Or the 11th as the 10th. Now we know from a brasa that works. That animal becomes sanctified. So say Baishama, here you see, you've got an erroneous sanctification, and what happens? It's sanctified. So here you see that there's a proof that an erroneous sanctification does work. Not like you, Beis Hillel. Amrilem Beis Hillel, so Beis Hillel say to them, Lo ashevet kitcha. No. It's not the rod that's consecrating it. Umay ilita v'nech es ashevet al hashmini v'al hashneim asar, shema asar klum. Because if it was the rod that was consecrating it, if he counted the 8th or the 12th animal, those should also then be consecrated, and we know they're not. It's only the 9th or the 11th. It's only one on either side. So, Beis Hillel, el kasav shekidash es asiri, the verse that consecrated the 10th, hu kadash es atishi the es achad asar. That's the verse that consecrates the 9th and the 11th. What this means is that according to Beis Hillel, we learn out from the verse that you have to consecrate every 10th animal, that if by mistake you choose the 9th or the 11th, that animal's consecrated. So Beis Hillel, it's an exception that you learn out from the verse. It's not a general principle that an erroneous sanctification works. So a dispute between Beis Hillel and Baishama stands, and neither have really proved their point, and they both hold their positions at this point in time.